Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Welcome to On Texas Football. It's getting to be almost a comedy here. I'm with Justin Wells today, recruiting reporter, beat writer, analyst for InsideTexas.com. The reason it's a comedy of sorts, Texas rings up another highly rated recruit another day. This is the seventh day in a row. Not the seventh day, but the almost a full week now since this onslaught of commitments began. Texas started last Thursday with just seven commits, with this commit, perhaps one of the biggest ones yet, from Jonte Cook, a wide receiver out of DeSoto. Texas now is at 17 commitments and has moved all the way up from 15th in the national team recruiting rankings all the way up to number two.
Bobby, this is, you know, you've done this a lot longer than I have, and I'd like to actually ask you, can you remember such a confluence of events that had led to just a flurry of commitments in such a small window of time? Like, is there anything you can compare this to?
I think that Mack Brown used to get a bunch of commitments quickly in the spring before that he would do it at summer camps. The difference here is the number of highly rated guys that are going in the last week, three top 25 or so top 30 players in the country have committed to the Longhorns, you know, one after the other, you know, and I mean, guys like today, Jonte Cook, who we're going to watch, also Arch Manning, obviously Derek Williams. And then you had all those offensive linemen, Jonah Wilson, Leone Lefau. It has been, one after the other. And today it just continues on. Tell me a little bit, you know, Jonte Cook, 5'11", 172 pounds, out of DeSoto, perennial power in the state of Texas. But he had a knockdown drag out junior year that led to him becoming the number one ranked receiver in the state.
You know, Jonte he's that quintessential big play, dynamic, you know, quick twitch, explosiveness. You hear all these words, that's how you describe Jonte. He is the ultimate body control. I love everything about Jonte. Let's start with his hands. He's got very soft hands. He's got incredible feet. He's got great feet. He's a precise route runner. He takes a ton of pride in being a better route runner than everyone else. He's got a competitive side that once the lights are on, he's just different, Bobby. He's got a mechanism about him that just, he turns it on. He's a gamer. He knows how to do it. He knows his worth. He knows his talent. And when him and Arch Manning started getting to know each other 12 to 18 months ago, that was the beginning of this courtship and this marriage. Give Brennan Marion a ton of credit, too. This is a guy that came in and brought a lot of juice to that recruitment because Texas has been on Jonte for well over 2 years. Like you said, his junior year was just dynamic.
Let me give you some stats, Justin. Yeah. This is what blows me away as a guy that follows this. And I look, stats don't always tell the full picture of a recruit. You and I know that. I mean, there are guys that are in class 2A that rush for 2,000 yards that, you know, couldn't get a scholarship to Nevada Junior College. So stats don't always tell the story in high school. We know that. But this is impressive. A year ago at DeSoto, 38 catches, half of them went for touchdowns, 19 touchdowns.
At that level.
Yeah. At state's highest level. I feel like what people have to understand is this is a big play receiver, a guy that can line up inside, outside. He's not unlike Xavier Worthy in some respects. And, you know, long jump 22-10 this summer or this spring as well. So, you know, he's got elite athleticism at 5'11", you're long jumping 22 feet. That's pretty strong. You know, you've talked to him as much or more than anybody in the recruiting industry over the last year. or so, Justin. What are your thoughts on why he made this decision and why Texas?
Honestly, I think it's been Texas for a while, Bobby. I think you know that. Jonte just wanted to make sure. He wanted to make sure he made the right decision. He's also one of those kids that really, really doesn't want to decommit. And so I think that's why he took a little bit longer with his decision. You know, Jonte, I went to six of his track meets this last year just to watch him, just to see the athleticism and the long jump and all those things, and to catch up with him and Coach Sweeney, who's done a tremendous job helping him with his recruitment and all those things. You know, Jonte, he just, you know, he said it in an interview, I believe it was a month ago, that the Texas staff treated him like baby Jesus. And, you know, that's it. These kids these days, you have to cater to the ego. You have to do that's just part of a recruiting sell. And I think Texas really hammered that. I thought Texas was in a good position before they brought Brennan Marion to the staff. As soon as they brought in Marion, I think that was probably the X factor. That guy, you know, he basically, you know, steals Ryan Niblett the night of the spring game out of nowhere. He lets Jonah Wilson jump in the boat last weekend. And now he's rounding out more of this class with Jonte Cook. Here's the best thing about Jonte. Jonte Cook has been recruiting for Texas the last 3 months. Jonte Cook is recruiting kids that before he was even committed, telling kids, look, it's going to be Texas. This is where we're going to go. He has been adamant on Jalen Hill, the 6'2", 4-star receiver out of Longview. He's been beating down Anthony Hill pretty constantly. You're going to see a slew of Anthony Hill to Texas hashtags over the next day or so, because this group, it's infectious. It's one of those things. It's the snowball effect. It's infectious. Arch Manning has already put a post on Instagram congratulating Jonte, fully knowing this thing was probably wrapped up 3 or 4 months ago, kind of similar to Arch Manning's recruitment. And so Jonte's known where he's wanted to go for a while. I think he really enjoyed the process for the most part. I know he got kind of burned out to the end, but most of them at that level do. You know, Michigan was a good visit. Oregon was a dream school. He grew up wanting to go to Oregon because, like we know, these kids haven't seen the Longhorns football team have a lot of success, whereas I believe Oregon's been in 2 or maybe 3 national championships within that window. And so Oregon was a school that you kind of had to watch. And right down the street at College Station, you know, Texas A&M made a real good run at him. And I think for maybe 5 seconds, he considered the Aggies. And then that disappeared because I think he always wanted to be in Austin. I think he loves the environment, the atmosphere that Austin brings. Some kids aren't the big city type. Some kids prefer like a Harris Sewell. You know, he committed to Clemson earlier today, and that's because Clemson kind of had a smaller town, little community. That's what he was used to. He told me otherwise he loved Texas. He loved Kyle Flood. He loved the recruiting class. He just kind of liked the small town. Jonte's the opposite. He loves the big city. So
I want to mention this about Jonte Cook, ranked number 4 overall prospect in the state, by the way. So this is a big pickup for the Longhorns. Can't underscore that now that the pickups from Manning and Derek Williams, both out of state in Louisiana. This one, an in-state prospect, very, very highly rated. So this is a good one to go along with those big offensive linemen and Niblett, Dylan Spencer, Samaje Burrell, who's been a big recruiter in this class as well. They're all getting going here. Justin, you know, the thing that you told me the other day about Jonte Cook that I feel like was important is that you said that he and Sark had developed a really good relationship, not just he and Coach Marion. And it was interesting because there were some social media posts that made it seem like it was like genuine, not just typical coach player relationship. Do you agree with that or?
No question. You know, Sark, from a developmental standpoint, sold him on, look, I can look at what I did with Devontae Smith, you know, Jalen Waddell and Henry Ruggs and John Michi and those guys. I will find you mismatches and I will exploit them. And then he brought Jonte into the video room. And he didn't just tell him, he showed him. he made that extra. And I think we've talked about this a lot. Steve Sarkisian is involved in almost every one of these recruitments. And I'm not sure I remember a head coach being so involved in all of them. I mean, obviously in the elite group, he's going to be a factor, but in all of them, talk to these kids. They tell you that with Jonte, they clicked early and it's genuine. And with Jonte, he sees through people. Okay. Jonte really reads people well. And I think the authenticity that Sark brought, I think really hit home, not only with Jonte, but with his parents. You know, I talked to his father after the Under Armour camp that was in March. And remember, we broke the news that he's like, look, Justin, Jonte is going to take a visit this weekend, and then we're coming back next weekend. And to me, I think at that point, I thought, man, Sark has really made an impression here. And even Mr. Cook even mentioned that. He's like, you know, they have a great staff. And so it's genuine. And Jonte was only going to go play for someone where he felt that genuine relationship.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
I purposely left this name out when I was mentioning the other players because I wanted to get your thoughts on him specifically. But his high school teammate, Trey Wisner, transferred from Waco Midway up to DeSoto. He committed early to Tashard Choice, the running backs coach at Texas. He also has a strong relationship with Tashard Choice. It sounds like the Texas coaches and are really connecting the new staff of both Tashard Choice and Brendan Mearing are connecting with these guys. But did Wisner personally impact the Jonte Cook recruitment or vice versa? One which way? I mean, it's a pair of teammates going to the same school.
Bobby, we have so many schools we're throwing around. He came out of Waco Connolly.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay. Yeah. Hey, we're going 24 hours a day at this. Honestly, I think they recruited each other. I think they recruited. The fact when Trey transferred to DeSoto this spring, that was the icing on the cake. Texas was probably going to get Jonte anyway, but now that you bring in a guy that I believe they're related and they've been talking about this and they even had a photo shoot with each other, I just feel like I think they recruited each other. When Trey jumped in, that was a surprise. We knew how much Tashard Choice had built that relationship in a short period of time because last year, Wisner was not feeling Texas whatsoever. There was no love there really at all. It was Oklahoma. And Choice comes in and really connected with Wisner on a personal level. They see a lot of similarities in each other. And so once Wisner jumped in, you know, what was it, 30 minutes after Ryan Niblett did on after the spring game, that's when we kind of knew, all right, man, this thing might be real. This thing might be ready to take off. I think Jonte was probably recruiting Trey before he did that. Like I said, Jonte Cook has been recruiting people for the last 3 months to Texas.
Yeah, one of the things
that it was Cook, the biggest secret that everyone knew about.
Yeah, one of the things that struck me is Cook being one of those guys. You don't often see a highly ranked player kind of come out and say, hey, this is the offense I want to play in. You don't see them separate that in their brain the way I like this coach. But I think that Sark and Jonte are on the same page on offense. I think Jonte sees what Sark likes to do with his receivers. And I think that Jonte thinks that's what he likes to do too. And so I find this recruitment, it is one of the higher ranked recruitments, obviously, that Texas has gotten this year. I find it interesting that they're finding some common ground on style of offense because Texas wants to score a lot of points, wants to throw the ball around. So we'll have to wait and see how that all happens. But Jonte Cook, a big pickup for Longhorns.
Jonte Cook did his homework, Bobby. Like I said, this kid was methodical in his process. He did his homework. And I tell you, you know, it was probably the best selling point, Xavier Worthy. If you want to know what you're going to do here, watch X, watch number 8. I mean, Sark went through the video with him with that. And I think Xavier had a little help there as well. I think Quinn Ewers had a little bit of help there. And so it definitely took a village. But like I said, I think Jonte has known it was going to be Texas for a while. I think Wisner was just an extra help. I think Sark being involved was just an extra help. I think Marion jumping in when he did was another data point that went to it. And then I'm telling you, as soon as Arch did, you know, made the plunge, and those guys talk a lot, they knew what the other was going to do. Once Arch made the plunge, I think we all knew collectively as a staff, this thing's about to wrap up.
Got it. All right. Justin, yet another commitment for the Longhorns. That makes 17 on the season, on the campaign, excuse me. They are now ranked number 2 nationally in the On3 national recruiting rankings as a team. Justin, we'll talk to you again soon, I think, because I don't know that the Longhorns are done this week either. For Justin Wells, I'm Bobby Burton. This has been On Texas Football.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.